Florida is the fifth best state for money management, according to the Mercatus study of the fiscal health of American states. The study by senior research fellow Eileen Norcross ranks each state's financial health based on short and long-term debt, along with other obligations like pensions. Florida comes out ahead of most states, behind only Alaska, North Dakota, South Dakota, and Nebraska. And Norcross says when it comes to financial matters, the state is prudently managed.
Taxes are low relative to state personal income, so is spending, and they're doing better there than the other states. I think they stick to those principles of being careful and cautious about their debt management.
But when it comes to the long-range outlook, the Sunshine State is a bit cloudy. Norcross says Florida's state pension system, one of the most stable in the nation, could see its liabilities grow as national industry groups start changing the way they calculate pension health. She says most states rely on the Government Accountability Standards Board and the Actuarial Standards Board to set the tone for pension calculations. And those boards are starting to use more conservative estimations, meaning states could see larger liability holes.
That's absolutely right. And in fact, the way the math works out is the states that look really bad under the current GASB standards are going to look worse. The states that look okay under current GASB standards are going to look slightly worse. So all of them are going to get, I guess, a little bit of a bump downward, but some of the states are going to look a little bit worse than others, and that's just how the math works out.
According to Norcross, Florida's $22 billion pension liability could balloon to $155 billion if the state adopted a more conservative calculation system. She's also concerned about Florida's outstanding debt, much of it coming from borrowing for new schools and land purchases for conservation. While Florida performs better than the national average, debt is about 33% of state assets. Florida lawmakers are not issuing any new bonds this year, and the state has been working to pay down some of its outstanding bills. Norcross says that's a good start.
So I think Florida does pretty well overall, but, you know, I think all states need to pay attention to the kind of debt they're issuing, why they're issuing it. And that's one area where I think Florida's got some debt there, and that's being picked up by that measure. But overall, they do pretty well.
The study does show Florida has more than enough money socked away in savings for emergencies and potential shortfalls, as well as future increases for services. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.